Our next guest is another slight departure from our typical programming. She is relatively new to the speaking business, but a longtime veteran, so to speak, CNN journalist and documentary filmmaker. She's the winner of a 2012 Edward R. Murrow Award for Short Documentary Filmmaking and is a pioneering war reporter who has followed our troops into some of the most dangerous combat situations in the world. Please join me now as I sit down with Alex Quaid.
In what I've done as a journalist, I've been very old school. I go and embed with the troops, very specifically the Special Operations Forces, people like the Green Berets, Rangers, Navy SEALs, Air Force Special Operations, Combat Controllers, PJs. I embed, I live with them, I go out on their missions, cover them, and tell their stories.
All right, so let's make this really easy for you today. All right, we're going to shift the focus back to what you do, because what I'm intrigued about is the story aspect of how you find your stories, how you craft your stories. Tell us your background. What is it that you do?
I am a freelance war reporter. I've done television specials, one-hour documentaries for CNN. What happens with these things is you get a chance to really get into a subject. You get context. You get to experience what the boots on the ground, the soldiers, the grunts are going through. And how I have managed to do this and get access to the folks that nobody gets access to, these special operators, which is very much a journalistic first and a historic first, is purely gumshoe, rapping on the door every day, walking the halls, sleeping outside of doors, sleeping on tarmacs, being persistent. I basically am so persistent, I just piss the hell out of them and eventually...
They finally surrender?
Eventually they finally surrender or...
So meeting planners really don't stand a chance against you, is what you're saying.
Oh, that's...
So if you're able to apply that same level of tenacity to getting yourself in front of meeting planners and people to book speakers, you will do very well in this business.
I have a wonderful love-hate relationship with, they are called military PAOs, public affairs officers.
Okay.
And those could be compared to the gatekeepers probably in any corporation. I don't know if you would call them PIOs, public information officers,
right,
or the gatekeeper, the folks that don't want to let you in. And this could be applied to, I suppose, any speaker trying to gain entry into the corporate world to try to get speaking engagements. It's been the persistence of calling every week, every month. I had one experience where for a year, I was calling at least once a month, if not twice a month, to a special operations command and trying to get access to something very high speed that people don't know about and some individuals that people also don't know about. And the public information officer kept saying, yeah, hemming and hawing, and oh, call back and try next time, or this and that, or we'll think about it, your request is in, basically giving me the brush off. Finally, this lieutenant colonel did me a service. She said, point blank, Alex, just stop calling us. Call us next year, because right now our budget is secured by Congress. We don't need you. We don't need the media. We don't need to leverage you. And now, while that might sound incredibly insulting and also much of an eye-opener as far as politics and budgets and things like that, I thought, you know what? Thank you. You've just been honest and straight up with me, and let's not waste each other's time. And I called back a year later, and I managed to get a story and get in. And it's just been persistent, and people appreciate persistent. They will admire that, even if it ticks them off.
Talk about story. What are you looking for when you're putting the story together?
I have always looked for the human details, the little moments that anyone can relate to. Unless you are in the military, unless you have somebody who is serving overseas, a veteran, a husband, a wife, a father, a grandfather, who has any idea what these folks are going through? And I've always looked for those little human moments that the guy back home, the gal back home, what they might be able to relate to. It's these universal truths. It's the, I need to take care of my friend. I need to watch out about today to survive. And while that might sound very big in broad terms, it's about the things that actually matter. We all go through our lives with all these kind of things that day in, day out, yeah, they seem so important, but in the grand scheme of things, what are you going to remember? You're on your deathbed. Is it going to matter, all the little petty stuff and the office politics? No, you're going to remember these little human moments and details. I follow people who are doing amazing things in extremely difficult situations. And it brings out the best in people. It brings out the worst in people. And I've always gone into my stories, gone into my coverage with a complete blank slate. I don't have a preconceived notion of what I'm looking for. It's not, oh, I need this soundbite. I'm going to make this person cry or something like that. I'm not going to.
You're not Barbara Walters.
Oh, she is a trailblazer as far as women and journalism
goes.
Of course
she is, but isn't she famous for making people cry? I'm not knocking her. She's famous for making people cry, though, isn't she?
I think she's also famous for the, if you were a tree, what tree would you be comments.
Yes.
I don't ask people questions like that, but I also don't ask gotcha questions.
All right.
I spend enough time with people to gain their trust, to try to understand what they're going through and put myself in their place. And also know that an interview, it's a scary situation, just like what you and I are doing.
You look terrified, yes.
Now I know what I put these poor people through.
I think an important distinction, Alex, is you're not looking to create a story. You're looking to find a story.
Yes. It's almost like a fishing trip.
Okay. You're not fishing for something specifically. You're not out there fishing necessarily for a perch or a bass or a rockfish.
I let history unfold around me, and I'm a witness and a voice for the people who don't have a voice.
Okay.
And try to make sure that people back home understand a little bit of what the men and women in uniform are going through and sacrificing so that what they do is not forgotten. And these Vietnam veterans, they come to me just out of the blue because they want to talk. They want to be heard. They want to know that what they did mattered, that they had value. I think this translates to anybody about listening and making somebody feel that they mattered, that they are valued.
So what advice would you have for speakers to help them become better listeners?
It's focusing on the person that you're listening to. They are giving you a gift by giving you their trust. And it's about being responsible, sharing their story in a way that is not manipulating their feelings, their secrets. It's also about knowing what to share and what not to share. I think it's very important to take care of this trust and to not be out to get a soundbite, to get something, to get some soundbite that's a sexy headline or controversial. It's not that I'm a cheerleader for the military or the people that I've covered. It's about being fair and about realizing there's a human in that uniform.
So part of your success, you then seeing the humanity in these people and telling their stories. Talk a little bit about the craft of storytelling and what speakers can learn from your experience.
I've heard people say, oh, it's about the characters, find a character. And I had a news executive tell me, Alex, we make little films here, little movies, and you, the reporter, are supposed to be the star of this movie, and that's how it's supposed to be. I highly disagreed. The story should be about the people in the stories and about bringing the audience along for the ride, giving them a chance to see and feel and taste and touch, to really understand and feel like they are there.
Thank you, Alex.